welcome to Turn the Light On with Pastor Kevin Radlin and friends. Turn the Light On is a topical study of the Bible and how these topics apply to everyday life for each one of us. Join us today as we look at the Bible, life as a believer in Christ, and how to be relevant as the church reaching out to a modern world with the message of Jesus Christ. Now here's our host, Pastor Kevin Radlin from Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida.
All right, everybody, welcome to Turn the Light On. It's Pastor Kevin Radlin here from Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida, and we are located at 1250 North Banana River Drive, and we are just a spirit-filled church over here in the back nine of Merritt Island across from Audubon Elementary School, and we just love the Lord, and you know what? Come join us some Sunday if you don't have a home church. We have services at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m., and then we've got things going on all nights of the week at the church. We've got Monday night prayer class. We've got Wednesday nights men's and women's Bible studies and youth group. We've got Thursday night is like our little Bible college night. So we just want to invite you out and say, come be a part of what's happening at Lighthouse. And if you have a home church, plug in there. Get involved, man. Tell your pastor you want to serve. You want to do something. You want to be a part of what his vision is for your church. But, you know, we always do the program with a special guest. I've got Caitlin Pullen with me here today. Caitlin, welcome to the program.
Hey there. Thank you.
So glad that you're here with us. I actually have thrown you on blast because I usually let the co-host bring the topic, but I've actually taken the topic into my own hands on this particular one, and I knew you would like it anyway.
Oh, yeah.
But we're going to talk about tapping into God today. How do we learn to tap back into the spirit realm where God is and worship him there? So let's take a look at that, you know, because it's all about worship. You know, you're a worshiper at the church, you're on the worship team, and true worship is an acknowledgement of God and all of his power and glory in everything that we do.
Yes.
Not just on the stage on Sunday morning, not just in everyday life, but worship should be who we are as believers.
Yeah. It's our lifestyle, really, truly. Everything that we do should be considered worship unto him. Anytime we talk to him, anytime we consider him when making decisions, anytime we come to him about anything, anytime we're just sitting for a moment and being aware of who he is and the majesty and glory of who he is, like, that's all worship to him. So
yeah,
it's really
it.
About a lifestyle.
Sure. You know, I've found worship in the idea of worship to be found in its highest form of praise and worship to God in obedience.
Yes.
And I think sometimes we struggle with the idea of well, God said it and that's all I need. You know, we have to have understanding. We have to say, well, God, you need to explain this to me. No, he doesn't. Really,
yes.
If we hear the voice of the Lord and we know it's him talking to us, then we should be at any moment ready to just say, yeah, God, whatever you need, whatever you want, I'm more than willing to do that right here, right now.
Yeah.
And just through obedience, we can be a worshiper of God, you know. And the Bible tells us that we need to worship and be a part of worshiping God in spirit and in truth. And that should be our goal.
You know what stood out to me with that just now? So our women's group is doing a study regarding the armor of God. And we just talked about the belt of truth. And so, you know, my mind is kind of going toward that. But the truth is his word. So if we're worshiping in spirit and in truth, we're worshiping focused on his Holy Spirit and his word. Like, that is the goal of worship. That we're spending time with the Holy Spirit and focused on his word, whether it be in song, whether it's worshiping in song or in any other aspect of our lives. But if we're worshiping in spirit and in truth, well, the only truth is scripture.
Right.
And knowing
it's
his word.
Ultimate truth.
Yes, 100%. That just
knowing
stuck out to
word.
Me.
Yeah, and that's where the belt comes in. But,
yeah,
you know, as we're participating in life and business and family and all the things that go on in our lives, we have to make sure that we are worshiping in spirit and in truth.
Yes.
As we walk all of that stuff out,
yeah.
Because the world's easily a distracting place.
Absolutely.
It's ready to steal, kill, destroy, but Jesus said, I've come that you might have life. And life is found in worship in obedience and knowing the truth and the truth setting us free, the knowing the Bible and just allowing God to just minister to us, be with us and touch our lives through his word, through our personal relationship with him. And that's, to me, worshiping in the spirit and tapping into the spirit realm is when we're making a direct connection with God through, you know, just being who he's called us to be and listening to his voice and hearing what he's calling each and every one of us to do in our lives.
Yeah. Well, and it's pretty cool because it kind of ties into the scripture in John 4, where it's talking about the woman at the well.
This is such a good story.
Oh man, it's one of
Go
my
ahead.
Favorites.
You love this
it's
story.
It's so
Go
relatable.
Ahead.
I know we were talking about it before we got started in this, that this is just such a relatable story for anyone, no matter what day and age you're in. But it starts out in verse 20. It says, "Our fathers worshipped on this mountain, and you Jews," this is the woman at the well talking to Jesus, "you Jews say that in Jerusalem is the place where one ought to worship. And Jesus said to her, 'Woman, believe me, the hour is coming when you will neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem worship the Father.'" Ooh, come on. "You worship what you do not know. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. But the hour is coming, and now is, when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father is seeking such to worship him." That's what he wants us to do. Verse 24 says, "God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth." Verse 25 says, "The woman said to him, 'I know that Messiah is coming, who is called Christ. When he comes, he will tell us all things.' And Jesus said to her, 'Whew, I who speak to you am he.'"
That's so powerful.
Oh my goodness.
Can you imagine? Like, well, we've heard this Messiah is coming and this and that, and here's just this Samaritan woman, right?
Yeah.
Jesus is just talking with this Samaritan woman at the well, and Jews didn't talk to Samaritans.
Right.
But obviously, we know Jesus talks to everybody.
Right, yeah.
So if you're out there and you say, well, Jesus never talks to me, he is talking to you. Just begin to listen, and you'll hear his voice. But the Samaritan woman had known the Jews' view on worship because she probably heard it or talked about it. But you had an interesting, you know, take on the Samaritan woman. I want you to share that real quick.
Well, so I think it's interesting that Jesus had a lot of conversations with a lot of people, but the longest recorded conversation in scripture is with this woman at the well. And he calls her out too. He says, "Oh, your husband." And she says, "I'm not married." He said, "You're right. You're not married. You've had five husbands, and the man that you're living with now is not your husband." So he calls her out and he says, "I know who you are." So he took this woman of all people to be the longest recorded conversation that he had with someone in scripture. And he's calling her to worship. So it doesn't matter where you're at or what your background is or where you're coming from. He's calling you to worship. And he's not saying you have to be perfect. He's not saying you have to know all of the scriptures and be so well versed that you can quote it from memory at the drop of a hat. He's just calling you and saying, "Wherever you are right now, I know. And I'm calling you to worship in spirit and in truth."
And she's running around. "He told me everything that that was ever to be known about me."
Yeah.
And, you know, as he replied to the Samaritan woman that the time is coming and now has come.
Yeah.
You see, he's not just saying it's coming, but he's saying, no, it's here.
It's here now.
The time is coming when all believers will worship God in spirit and in truth. That was a game changer.
Yeah.
Okay, that's Jesus coming on the scene to a Gentile / Samaritan woman, and he's saying, "You're going to be included in this as well."
Yep.
You know, that's what I love about this story is that, you know, we're starting to already see that the gospel is actually going to bring in everybody. It's going to be not just a Jewish thing, you know, and Jesus at certain points was like, you know, "I can't give I can't give you the food from the master's table because you're not Jewish." But then, you know, this is a different story. And then the woman says, "But don't even the dogs eat from the crumbs of the master's table?" And, you know, so I see this woman at the well and her knowing herself and knowing how sinful her life had been and how she was living. But yet she just met Jesus and he's saying, you know, now is the time when anyone who will believe on me will worship God in the spirit and in truth. You know, the word was coming forth. You know, the New Testament was going to be written. The revealing of Jesus was happening in front of them all. I mean, I love in, you know, some of the different ways that we've seen this presented in video form. Jesus is, they're like, what are you doing? You know, the disciples are like, you shouldn't be talking to this woman. Why are you talking to her? And he's like, you know, it's for everybody now.
Yeah.
And that's what I want to encourage you out there is that, what does it mean to worship in spirit? I mean, this is what you need to know, that we need to explore today, because we need to know this. It's important that we can have a relationship with God. When Jesus tells us we must worship in spirit, he is referring to the fact that our worship and our life and everything that we're leading and all that we do needs to come from a heart of worship and a heart that is filled with his presence and that has been restored and covered in his blood. And, you know, you need to know there's therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, and that you can lock into the spirit with God, and through your spirit and his spirit coming together, which is salvation, and you giving your life to Christ, you can begin to communicate with God directly, one-on-one now. There's no veil. Mm-hmm. You don't have to go to the priest to get your sins atoned for any longer. You can walk into the throne room because of what Jesus has done. You can move right into the spirit realm with your spirit and sit in God's lap and have a full-on conversation with the God of this universe.
Oh, that's so good.
Because of what Jesus has done.
Yeah. It's cool because we were talking a little bit earlier actually about the tabernacle and how, you know, how much scripture there is written about how specific it is and what has to be where, and that there was literally a room, the holiest of holies, that you and I would not be able to enter.
No way.
We would die.
Right.
You know,
because of the holiness of God and the glory of God being in the room.
Yes. And so it's so cool because this is basically Jesus introducing to us that he is now our golden ticket, so to speak, to get
in
there.
Kidding.
Like
you're not kidding.
Because when it says the veil was torn, when he died and gave up his spirit on the cross, in that moment when the veil was torn, we at that point had access through him to worship God face to face, to be able to approach him and be in his presence and fall on our knees. And so, I mean, when you think about it that way, worshiping in spirit through him completely blots out any ideas of legalism, rituals, vain repetition. We don't have to follow those every single one of those 600 plus rules from the Old Testament anymore. It's by faith in the cross through grace.
I love that.
That we're able to enter his presence and worship him. That's the doorway. That's the narrow gate.
You know, I love the book of Acts because we see God coming in power. You know what I mean? Yeah. As we worship in spirit, I believe it's also referring to being led by the Holy Spirit. You know, we can't leave the Trinity out. Jesus died on the cross to put us in the Father's lap, but he also died on the cross so that we could be a vessel that could be filled with the presence of God, the Holy Spirit, God himself.
Yes.
We are the tabernacle is the way you said it. Yeah. And now that fire of God is riding and residing on each and every one of us, and the cross opened the way for the Holy Spirit to be a part of our lives, for us to live in the power of God and to be who God's calling us to be in this world. And it's twofold, because, you know, as a worshiper, we must worship God with a genuine spirit, but as well, we must worship in the Holy Spirit as well. And that's where the obedience comes in, that still small voice. The Holy Spirit is our teacher, our helper, our guide. He's going, don't do this, do this. Don't do that, do this. And as we're obedient to that, that is worship. As we're listening to his voice and obeying him and moving with him in our life, You know, we are seeing the power of God poured out unlike anything we've ever seen before. The book of Acts is still going today. It started, but it never ends. And we are walking in the Spirit with God if we choose to. Now, it says if we walk in the Spirit, you won't fulfill the lust of the flesh.
Right.
The flesh is weak. The flesh is willing to indulge in its behaviors and all of that. But we've got to, through the cross of Christ, you know, stand in the Spirit and go, no, my flesh isn't going to win this one. Yeah. I'm going to take a better look at what God's got for my life, and I'm going to be who God's called me to be in spite of the sinful nature of this world and of our flesh. We can walk above that through the blood of Jesus and be a true worshiper of God.
Yeah. Amen.
Living in the Spirit.
Amen. Well, you know, it says in 2 Timothy 1:14, that good thing which was committed to you, keep by the Holy Spirit who dwells in us. So really, like, we can all worship, but we're called to worship in spirit and in truth, which means God doesn't want fake worship. He doesn't want worship that you're doing it for everybody else to see.
Right.
He wants it to genuinely,
right,
legalistic.
Rules and legalistic things, right?
It's not about that. It's about what is your heart posture? Are you seeking after him simply because you want more of him? Do you love him? Do you follow him? Are you willing to obey him? That's worship.
You're not kidding.
I mean, you know, if you think about, I think about times when I have either been so overcome by the Spirit or so emotional that I'm just crying out to him because I don't have the words. And all I can cry out is Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. One of my favorite worship songs, the entire chorus is, I love you. It's called Dwelling Places. It's one of the oldies but goodies.
Yeah.
You know, and the entire chorus is just, I love you, I love you, I love you. And I mean, so it's not like these grand words or anything. It's just a heart posture of, Jesus, I need you.
So good.
It blows me away. But that's really what it's all about. It's about our heart posture. Where is it coming from?
Sure. I think that's why Jesus was so frustrated with the Pharisees and the Sadducees and the religious leaders of their time, you know. He spoke all through the word about fraudulent worshipers and people that were pretending or just, you know, doing things out of vain repetition and all of that. You know, in Isaiah 29:13, he says this, therefore the Lord said, inasmuch as these people draw near with their mouths and honor me with their lips, but have removed their hearts far from me and their fear toward me is taught by the commandments of men.
Mm-hmm.
And I really think we need to know and understand that there is a religious, weird, doctrinal, demonic thing in the world, even today, that wants to give you this fake idea of what worship really is and how to just live this life according to rules and regulations that men have set up, and you can't dress this way, you can't wear your hair like this, you can't, you know, do this or do that. And, you know, these people have removed their hearts from the true essence of who God is, and they've created these rules and regulations. And I see it as a missionary. I go all over the world, and I can see it everywhere I go. It's there, and it's prevalent. But, you know, we can't have worship that's based on merely human rules that have been taught. We can't just make up how we worship. We can't just walk into church, sing a hymn, play three songs, read a scripture, and walk out and think we've worshiped. You know, we are going to have to just set aside our vision and our plans. And I'm trying to do this at Lighthouse, and it's hard some days because we fall into that repetition. But true worship is Spirit-led.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's really amazing that I've seen it happen here on a consistent basis. And it's been a blessing, a huge blessing to me. But the fact that we're able to go where the Spirit leads, and that's how you know when somebody's truly worshiping, when they're willing to sacrifice something they want for something that the Lord is calling them to do.
Yeah.
Like, that obedience, that immediate willingness for obedience is so crucial because it creates an atmosphere where the Lord is in charge. And I mean, he calls you as our head pastor to to hear him and to guide us as a flock wherever he's leading. And so we look to you for a lot of that guidance, but you've created an atmosphere here through leaning into the Holy Spirit and what he wants, that there's freedom to worship here. Like as long as we have that heart posture and we're leaning into him and we're leaning into the Holy Spirit and we're willing to have that obedience to what he's calling us to, so we can have that atmosphere here.
Yeah, I love John 4:24. We've shared it, but it's the time is coming and has now come. It's here. It's every Sunday, it's every Monday, it's every Tuesday, it's every Wednesday when the true worshipers, are you a true worshiper, are going to worship the Father in the Spirit and in truth. Okay? For they are the kind of worshipers the Father is seeking.
Yes.
God's looking. He's watching. He's mm-hmm. looking in churches all over. He's looking all throughout the world, and he's going, where are my true worshipers?
Yeah.
Where are the ones that are really hungry, that are really thirsty for righteousness? They're the ones I'm going to fill. I'm going to do all that I can to bless those who are blessing me, who are worshiping and trying to be who God has called them to be. You guys,
yes.
We've got to start laying aside all this religious garbage, and we've got to start seeking the Lord with all of our heart, find the right heart posture, and know and understand that we are forgiven, that God is moving in our lives, and then run with him the race,
yeah.
and see what he is willing to use us for in this life. It'll be powerful because the Spirit cannot be neglected. If we're going to have true worship, worship must engage with our heart,
mm-hmm.
our affections, and we've got to get to a place where we are totally engulfed in our entire being,
yes.
by this personal one-on-one relationship
mm-hmm.
with God.
Yeah.
All three, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, are so ingrained
yeah.
in a part of our life that we can't live without them.
And not just in church, but at home, in every aspect of our lives.
I love it.
And everything that we do, like it's so crucial.
You see, worship that brings glory to God comes from the deepest recesses of your heart. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back and talk a little bit more about this.
Hey, have a fence project you'd like to get done? Mike Green with Hercules Fence is available for you at 321-258-9853. Hercules Fence has been in business for 60 plus years. They've been serving Brevard since 1965. There's no job too big or too small. This is Brevard's leading fencing provider. Once again, that's Mike Green with Hercules Fence. 321-258-9853.
Paradise Air and Heat is an amazing sponsor of Turn the Light On. If you have a need for AC repair, you can reach Paul and the Paradise team at 321-459-2665. That's right, 321-459-2665. Located in Merritt Island and serving Brevard, Paradise can do everything from filter replacement to maintenance and even new systems. Thanks again, Paradise Air and Heat, for helping us turn the light on. In the secret, in the quiet hour, I wait only for you. Jesus is coming back. Are you ready? Join us every Thursday night for Discipleship Encounters here at Lighthouse Christian Church. That's right, it's Thirsty Thursday from 6:30 to 8 p.m., and we're spending time learning, encountering, and becoming equipped as believers for the great revival that's beginning to unfold. Come experience the power of the gospel and learn how to share Christ in a modern world. For more information, go to ourlighthouse.net or show up at 1250 North Banana River Drive. There's no cost for this event, and child care is provided.
Yeah. Joyful. Today, today. Are you 18 to 29 years old? If so, Launch Young Adult Ministries is the place you want to be. We meet every Sunday night at 6:30 in the Double Bubble at Lighthouse Christian Church, 1250 North Banana River Drive. There's fun and fellowship, so come on out as we get you ignited to launch you to where God wants you to be. For more information about Launch, check us out at our website, ourlighthouse.net, or on Instagram at launch_youngadultministries. And I ain't gonna let it slip away.
I'm gonna be joyful. Yes, I am. All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. Pastor Kevin Radlin here from Lighthouse Christian Church. I always say it that way. Radlin. And we've got Caitlin Pullen here with us. And we have been talking about just walking in the Spirit and worshiping God in spirit and just loving the Lord with all of our heart. And Caitlin, you've really enjoyed this topic. So I want to just kind of, I want to throw it over at you and just hear your heart as we close out the program here today.
Yeah, well, I loved what you said right before we took a break. You said worship that brings God glory comes from the deepest recesses of our hearts. And I think that's so important because it's not about what we're feeling. It's not about whether we're joyful or happy or depressed or lonely. Any of those feelings that are fleeting, we can still worship God. He already knows what's in our hearts, but he wants to come to he wants us to come to him with those feelings. So that shouldn't define whether or not we worship. It doesn't matter what we're feeling. Like, we can be worshiping in our actions and in, like, throughout our business each day, like different ways. So some different ways to worship him. If you're obeying him and not your flesh, if you're serving him, like throughout what you do in your business or your personal life, are you focused on making a kingdom atmosphere around you in your lifestyle and those around
you?
So good. Loving on him in the middle of your work week, like not just leaving him at church on Sunday, but like worshiping him every moment of the day throughout everything that you do.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, there are no geographical confines on when you worship God, where you worship God, as he can hear your praise wherever you are, wherever you're located. You know, worshiping in spirit should be the goal for all believers. As we worship God in spirit, it brings glory to him. You know, the next time you're participating in worship at church, just make sure that you're worshiping, you know, God in the spirit, and let all believers come before the Lord in truth. And, you know, just as the psalmist said in Psalms 95:6, "Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our God,"
amen,
"our Maker."
Yeah, and I just want to encourage you, if you're listening today and you don't quite know what it feels like, I just want to encourage you to take a few moments and just be quiet with God and don't let any outside distractions take you away from that. And I promise you, he'll meet you there and you'll experience some true worship just from leaning in like that.
Yeah, it's so good. And guys, like I said with the program, we're just hoping to stir you up, to help you to get fired up for the Lord and begin to worship him in the true essence of who he is, in the spirit, you know, not through religious vain repetitions, but if you will just seek him each and every day, you'll find him. So Thanks for tuning into the program. We'll see you next time on Turn the Light On.
Turn the Light On is a program brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Church in Marylawn, Florida. Our service times are on Sunday at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. We are located at 1250 North Banana River Drive, Merritt Island, across the street from Audubon Elementary School. You can reach our office at 321-452-1012 or find us online at ourlighthouse.net.
Thanks for joining us every weekday morning for our radio show, Turn the Light On, at 7:30 on WMIE 91.5 or any of our social media channels. We're excited to see God moving in Brevard County and hope to see you in one of our services or events. Until the next time, thanks for being with us as we turn the light on in our community.